Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, the show for people building with agents before the architecture has fully admitted what it is becoming. Today's standout story is not a dazzling model launch or a cinematic demo. It is a metrics update. Yes, I know, that sounds like the least romantic sentence in the entire library. But stay with me, because GitHub just made Copilot usage, reporting more server-side, more complete, and a little more honest. That is a signal. Agent systems are leaving the toy box and entering the governance layer. Once a company asks who used the agent, what it cost, whether the numbers match billing, and what detail is missing, the agent has stopped being a novelty. It has become infrastructure. The lead item this morning is GitHub Copilot usage metrics, now including more active users through server-side telemetry. Previously, Copilot Enterprise reports relied heavily on client-side signals from IDEs and other surfaces. That gave rich detail when it worked, but it could miss people when network conditions, proxy settings, client configuration, or telemetry interruptions got in the way. GitHub's June 15th update adds server-side confirmation, so active users who were billed and visible elsewhere can show up in usage reports too. The important nuance is that the newly visible users are counted, but they may not yet carry the same per-interaction attribution. In other words, the top-line active user count gets better before the breakdowns by IDE, feature, model, or line activity become equally complete. My take: this is exactly what grown-up agent adoption looks like. The first pain is not always capability, it is reconciling reality. A finance team sees a bill, an engineering leader sees adoption, a platform team sees missing telemetry, and suddenly, everyone needs one consistent truth about what the agent actually did. That connects neatly to Cloudflare's Project Think. Cloudflare is pushing agent infrastructure toward durable execution, hibernation, persistent sessions, sub-agents, and sandboxed code execution. The thesis is that agents are not just chat windows. They are event-driven actors that wake up, remember, coordinate, execute code, and go back to sleep without burning idle compute. Pair that with GitHub's metrics work, and you can see the stack forming. Durable agents underneath, enterprise reporting above, and a lot of hard questions about identity, state, cost, and auditability in the middle. The broader risk horizon comes from Anthropic's new essay, When AI Builds Itself. Anthropic is careful not to say recursive self-improvement is here, but it argues that AI systems are taking on more engineering and research execution inside AI development itself. The practical point for builders is simpler than the grand theory. As agents complete longer, messier tasks, measurement cannot stop at did it answer. The system needs trace evidence, evaluation harnesses, cost controls, and a way to know whether autonomy is expanding faster than oversight. The model release lane is quieter than the repo and research lanes. So today the useful signal is recent and applied rather than a fresh frontier model firework. Cohere's North Mini Code remains one of the most relevant recent coding model releases. It is a 30 billion parameter, sparse mixture of experts model with about 3 billion active parameters, Apache 2.0 availability, BF16 and FP8 weights, and training aimed at agentic software engineering workflows. What makes it worth watching is not just size. It is the training recipe, supervised coding data, terminal tasks, and reinforcement learning with verifiable rewards. That is the direction coding models need to go if they are going to operate inside real tool loops rather than merely complete snippets. A different kind of model signal comes from Claude, a Solana-native AI model effort published on Hugging Face. Strip away the crypto surface, and the interesting pattern is domain-native model infrastructure. Claude talks about open datasets, fine-tuned models, eval standards, wiki-style knowledge, and living research loops for one fast-moving ecosystem. Whether or not this particular project becomes durable, the pattern is important. Generic models are increasingly being wrapped, tuned, or evaluated against specific technical cultures. For agents, domain memory and domain evals may matter more than another percentage point on a broad leaderboard. And then there is Iris, a small model assistive vision project built for a blind user. The stack uses Qwen3 VL2B for vision and language, Faster Whisper for speech recognition, and Piper for local speech. The key lesson is wonderfully concrete. The author chose the vision model by sitting with the actual tasks, including reading a Portuguese medicine label correctly. That is the right standard. In safety-relevant workflows, a smaller model that succeeds on the real task beats a larger model that dazzles on a chart and fails the medicine bottle. Now to the tooling shelf. First, Google Gemini eGemini CLI is one of the fast-moving terminal agent repos worth tracking, with roughly 105,000 stars in the GitHub snapshot I checked. It brings Gemini into the command line, supports MCP, file operations, shell commands, web fetching, Google search grounding, and weekly release channels. The reason it matters is not that every builder needs this exact CLI. It is that the terminal is becoming a standard agent surface. The interface is no longer only a chat panel. It is a tool-using process inside the developer's working environment. Second, Paperclip AI Paperclip is an open-source app for managing agents at work, with roughly 70,000 stars. Its vocabulary is revealing. Goals, org charts, budgets, governance, tickets, heartbeats, audit trails, and multi-company isolation. That is not a coding assistant pitch. That is a control plane pitch. Even if some of the category language is exuberant, the underlying demand is real. People are starting to ask how to coordinate many agents, how to prevent runaway spend, how to preserve state across heartbeats, and how to understand who is responsible for what. Third, Roofnet Rooflow is a multi-agent meta-harness around Claude Code and Codex, with roughly 60,000 stars and a recent release stream. It adds memory, swarms, plugins, hooks, and MCP integration. The useful takeaway is that the agent ecosystem is producing wrappers around the wrappers, harnesses that add coordination, memory, routing, and learned procedure around the base coding agents. That is messy, but it is also how immature infrastructure categories evolve. First come capable tools, then come harnesses, then come standards, policies, and monitoring. The research lane is especially strong today. Human on the Bridge proposes scalable evaluation for AI agents by moving human expertise upstream. Instead of asking humans to inspect every run, experts curate reusable evaluation intelligence before testing begins. Red team traps, juror personas, scoring guidelines, audit rules, fallback policies, and domain context. Then a harness runs multi-turn adversarial evaluations and produces evidence-linked reports. The paper reports 23,500 agent turns across finance, healthcare, and code generation. My read: this is a good mental model for the next evaluation era. Human judgment remains central, but it becomes encoded into reusable test assets rather than spent one trace at a time. User as code tackles long-term agent memory. The argument is that bags of retrieved facts are not enough. A personalized agent needs memory that can resolve contradictions, aggregate history, enforce rules, and trigger alerts. The proposed design stores facts in an append-only log and periodically checkpoints them into typed Python objects and functions. That turns questions like, how many trips did this user take last year into computation over state, not semantic search through fragments? Even if the exact implementation changes, the idea is sharp. Memory that only retrieves is passive. Memory that executes can govern behavior. The third paper, Agent Trajectories as Programs, is one of my favorites today. It argues that benchmark scores tell you what an agent got right, but not how it got there. The work compares coding agent traces procedurally and finds that agents have identifiable behavioral fingerprints. A probe attributed unseen trajectories to the correct agent with 85.7% accuracy, while controlling for task leakage. The paper also introduces PROCREP for auditing agent procedures. That matters because as benchmarks saturate, process becomes product. Two agents can pass the same task, but one may wander, over-edit, ignore tests, or burn cost in a way that makes it worse for production. A few quick hits before we close. GitHub's metrics update is also a warning. Better top-level observability often arrives before better attribution, so teams should not confuse counted usage with understood usage. Cloudflare's durable agent direction suggests the next agent platform may look more like an actor system than a chatbot framework. The Paperclip and Ruflow repos point toward agent management as its own software category. And the Iris small model project is a reminder that deployment constraints are not second class. Privacy, latency, language, accessibility, and task safety are product requirements, not footnotes. The story today is measurement. Not glamorous measurement, perhaps, but consequential measurement. Agents are becoming durable enough to run, cheap enough to leave waiting, specialized enough to work in real domains, and complicated enough to require their own observability, memory, and evaluation layers. The builders who win the next round will not be the ones who merely add a model call to a workflow. They will be the ones who can answer, with evidence, what the agent saw, what it did, what it cost, why it chose that path, and when a human-curated rule should stop it. That is the brief. Go build something that leaves a trail.